Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. Now, foundation scripture for life, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12 verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast, the same. Therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Certain Greeks among them, they came up to worship at the feast, the same. Therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Someone can go if you honey in Sempa, it read me, you know, you more yet at you know, any at you know, back when Sempa said you honey to the Comayano, it read me, you know, you more yet you know, any at you know, back when Tivian Semno, I could all hold and go if you were warm in Tilra, dear son.
Now, Hilla Fobo, one of us or a best of fashion, I said, and all about Filippo Freebay said, I work a little alone chain. No, but catch on his own, you have seen who he is. And all about Filippo Freebay said,
Also going to read Luke chapter 21 from verse 34 to 36, I think. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 through to 36. Luke 21 verses 34 through to 36, the Bible said, take heed unto yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that that day come upon you on our words. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Look at Sempa, do you know about Yemua? Sempano said, yeah, look at Chirokoma, you know, it tried, you know, by Kuyimua, yet your son, I copy him, Ediasa, Insiano, BNT, Evadiasa.
Namusha Mohie, Napochan, Sabron, and Quemuni, Amahu, Dajene, how, and Shamakumaso, Nadana, but two perfumes, if you did. Never or not, yes, I seen you in any Naso. Into Mue and Amonsreda, the money I wanted the Janier for Niamh Rebain in Emu, no Macochino, Nipabanim. Into Mue and Amonsreda, the money I wanted the Janier for Niamh Rebain in Emu, no Macochina, Unipabano in him.
Hallelujah. I want to interestingly position a concept for tonight into a deeper concept. I want us to go a little deeper in the things that we are working by the grace of God. And so I would like us to start reading something profound, outline that in Book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 17 downwards. I will want us to get quickly ourselves into that. The Bible said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. In verse number 18, Bible said, for the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God. Because I want you to note emphatically and categorically the word, the preaching of the cross, not anything apart from the preaching of the cross. Very profound, very, you know, clear. It's a clear revelation. For the preaching of the cross, there is a message that we ought to note, that the church ought to be preaching. If you pick up your Bible to come to church, there is a clear message you ought to hear. That is why we have a duty as a commission in this church. Anybody that is not called of God, that is in the pulpit, it is our duty to contend with them and put them out of the pulpit. Tianye, because they are sending a wrong signal and a wrong message to the body of Christ. Especially when you have people telling you there is no judgment, there is no rapture. Chill! These are charlatans in our pulpits. Not only charlatans. These are predators we should not allow to prey on the flock. And therefore, the first day we came on earth, 9/11/2016, I declare, it's war between the church of God and fake churches. A war. Tonight, I'm making it even clearer. Bless yourself. We're taking the battle to the next level. I'm telling you, it's going to get uncomfortable. You will feel it, people. I'm telling you, you will feel it. The battle is going to the next level. We will take her. You know, I liked it interestingly. The Bible said, and when David saw that the bear and the lion came and took one of the sheep, I like the account word of Bono, no Chinese. Without sword, without spear, without a gun. Oh, Bono! He prepares my fingers for battle, my hands for war. And now, grown your team, we would snatch the soul out of the hands of malams, of our comfort fetish, of from fake churches and fake prophets. Oh, yeah. Whilst they are right in close proximity, they should hear it. And it's a message the church should bring up. The preaching of the cross. No nonsense, no empty garbage. You know, we are not ready for rubbish. We are not ready for trash. We are not ready for madness. We are not ready for any of this crazy crap. The preaching of the cross. The preaching of the cross, because we are very, very serious and we need to get the revelation across and get it going. No joke, ain't no joke, baby. The preaching of the cross. And Veniagro, to them that perish, the Bible said, is foolishness, but to us that are saved, the preaching of the cross is the power of God. To us that are saved, the preaching of the cross is the power of God. This is a deep revelation to the person that has salvation. The preaching of the cross is salvation. We don't want to joke with it. It comes with the power of God, the majesty of God, the awesome grace and goodness of God. The believer, no, they are not weak. The believer, the saved person, no, they are not weak or vulnerable or frail. Or you know, under, you know, some under human being or a lesser human being. The preaching of the cross is power. Amen. To us. Amen. Power. Amen. Go to the next verse. That's right. Verse number 19. Look at the revelation of the word of God present. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And then in verse number 20, the Bible said, where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Interesting revelation. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by their wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of what I'm doing tonight. By the foolishness of what I'm doing tonight. To save them that believe. Are you interested? We'll be out to honor my dean about Kufuji and Hanwok can come to turn and sat to turn and night. No, could tell, but I some more than Yamia some number. It pleased God that by the foolishness of Niamie, many should be saved. Are you interested? And now some of her, by the foolishness of preaching, God has determined to save many that believe. Now I thank God for matured Christians like you who understand the cause of Bible study. Dear, if I have said that tonight was a prophetic service, do you read that phone in now, baby?
Oh, but you know, we will have the patience until we migrate all of them to the next discourse and the next altitude and dimension. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, Jesus is coming back very soon. And what he is doing right now is recruiting people into the service of the Lord. And that is why I keep telling, in the next 15 years, many of the pulpits you know in this country will be replaced. A lot of people who call themselves prophets, whatever, bishops, apostles, God will nicely retard them. Oh yes, sir. Pioneer! I'm telling you, the revelations of God, the preaching, please, God, by the preaching, by the foolishness of the preaching, that to save many that believe, anybody that believes, whilst you're to your night, to your inside, by the foolishness of preaching, many that believe, God will save them. Oh, this is amazing. This is truly amazing. I tell you, you know, look at verse number 22, very interesting, and then we'll come back to 21. For the Jew require a son, and the Greek seeks wisdom. Let's move to the next verse. We'll come back to verse number 21. But we preach Christ. We preach Christ, not ourselves. We preach Christ and him crucified. There is a clear message. I've told anybody who will be and who is a branch pastor of this church and anybody we sent out, I have given them a very clear message and understanding. If you feel that this message is bogus, go and try any other message. You will perish in the wilderness. Because we preach Christ and him crucified. Finish. We preach the cross of Christ. We preach the redemption of Christ. We preach the love of Christ. We preach the second coming of Jesus Christ. We preach the judgment of Christ. Pioneer, we are talking about Christ, not the suit of the preacher, not the wife of the preacher, not the preacher himself, not the prophet. We are not here for human beings. We preach Christ and him crucified. Pioneer! And he went further to say, to the Jew it is a stumbling block, and to the Greek it is foolishness, because Christ does not make sense to them. We preach Christ and him crucified. There's a revelation there that we need to, you know, do better. Do not be in a hurry for us to be talking about your Italian visa. Do not be in a hurry for us to switch the message to be talking about something else, because we preach Christ. Christ! I want to see Jesus, the Nazarene. I want to see Jesus, the parabolist. I want to see Jesus who preached on the streets of Jerusalem and Galilee. I want to see, we preach Jesus Christ. Very interesting. And I'm looking at it very, you know, I'm going further and I'm looking at in verse number 20. But in 24, he said, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. It's usually better to know more wisdom locates you. It is inherent in you. And then power is in you. Think about what I just said. You are the entity or the container or the vessel in which Christ is dwelling in. So yes, you know, if he's living in you, then Christ, the wisdom, comes to live in you, and Christ's power comes to live in you. And I like how he answered, of God. It means that the wisdom is not the wisdom of this world. There is a wisdom of this world. The Bible talks about it in James chapter number 3, verse number 15. James 3:15. He talks about something profound. He said, go to 14 so we can understand it better. James chapter 3:14. The Bible said, but if ye are bitter, envying and strife, if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. And then he goes to verse number 15. He said, that wisdom, in other words, that wisdom of cheating, the wisdom of lying, the wisdom of strife, the wisdom of bitterness, the wisdom of bickering, the wisdom of pithiness, the wisdom of I am better than him, the wisdom of I can do it better than him, the wisdom of I can preach better than him, the wisdom of envy and jealousy. He said, that wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly and sensual and devilish. That wisdom is earthly, is sensual, devilish. When you go to certain churches, you will see a fight and a challenge between young ladies. You can see that same challenge between Asofuma Amenum, who wears what, who dresses what. You can even see among pastors when there are too many pastors in one place. Well, that is why we need to push people all around and get them to do the work of God. Because if you have been posted to a particular location and you have work to do and you have souls to win and you are preaching to preach and you have prayer to pray and you have waiting to do and you have ministrations and bills to pay, you will not have the time to be fighting among yourselves. That is why we will not keep too many pastors in one place. Go and work for God. You have a calling to prove. There is a calling to be fulfilled. The Bible said, you know, do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of your ministry. Do the work of an evangelist. It is in 2 Timothy chapter number, I think it's chapter number 4. I think so. It goes in, you know, after we have read, for a time will come where they will not adhere to sound wisdom, but after their own lust, they will, you know, heap up men who will tell them what they want to hear. But thou man of God, flee from these things. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I am now in verse 4. I think in verse 5, he went further to talk about a few other things that I will want to go, you know, as it is sanctified by word and prayer. Move to the next verse, you know, and let's see what is going. And he said, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. The Bible said, go to verse 4, you know, a honorable king can say, for they will turn their ears from the truth and go to listen to feebles. In verse 5, he talked about it very clearly. He said, that watch thou in all things and your affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Everybody in this place have been given a mandate of an evangelist. Everybody say evangelist.
Evangelist.
Yeah. You have been given a mandate as a Christian. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 19. Jesus talked about something profound. Check from verse 19 to the end, verse 22. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 28, from verse number 19, there's a revelation that the word of the Lord outlines. In verse number 19, it said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them, you know, to observe all things which I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you even unto the end of this world. Do the work of an evangelist. In other words, teach them to observe all things. Go to verse, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, you cannot blame people, you know, who are children of God. You cannot blame them. Let's say that the people don't know how to give. You can't blame them that they are not givers when you have not taught them. You cannot blame them that they are not evangelists when you have not taught them. You cannot blame them they don't preach and win souls for Christ when you have not taught them. We need to teach the principles of the word of God. In other words, he has made everybody in this place an evangelist. Evangelist. Evangelist is not somebody with color. Evangelist is an ordinary Christian who is preaching the word of God and making his pastries and, you know, bringing the light of the gospel to the darkness of the world. That is an evangelist. That is an evangelist. Can I continue? Therefore, you cannot come and enjoy the service. I like the service. I like the preaching. This is a good church. And no. It's not enough. He said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. There is a mandate on your life. There is a clear mandate. I like that mandate in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, there are four different kinds of callings that have been documented in God's word. Let's look at it on Bible study, very outline. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse number 1, he makes a very, very interesting submission. He said, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul is called, but his calling is apostleship. Through the He has an apostolic calling. Let's move to verse number 2 and let's work. The Bible said, unto the church which is in Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. So there is a call to be apostles and there are called to saints. In other words, when God calls us, then we have the audacity to come to Him. We are called to be Christians, called to carry the Holy Ghost, called to be anointed, called to speak in tongues, called to use the powers of the scriptures. If we say, it is written, I come against you, the Bible said that no weapon formed against me will prosper. We have been called to use the scriptures. We have been called and mandated to use the authority of the scriptures. Anybody that is not submitted to Christ cannot use the authority of Christ. You can be a Muslim, you can be a Buddhist, you can be an atheist, but you are not allowed, you are not eligible, you are not qualified to use the authority of Jesus Christ if you are not submitted to, if you have not lifted your hands to, if you don't, surrender to Jesus Christ. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, it will be very difficult for you to use the authority of Jesus Christ. There is a calling on your life. Serious calling. Let's look at verse number 24. It's an interesting, 24th verse, same chapter. He said, but unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. You are not just a Christian. There is a calling on your life. You have a calling as a child of God on your life. That is why the devil cannot play or mess with your life. The enemy cannot just play games with your life. Anyhow. When I'm talking about the anointing and the unction and the power of God, please don't mention demons. I don't want to hear it. Because when we talk about the power of God, even Satan bows to it and escapes from it. A child of God is using the authority of God. There are no compromises. No. Wake up! You have growing to do. You need to grow as a child of God and bear fruit. This is not a pray for me church. If you came here to see me to pray for you, you are in the wrong place. I'm teaching you to be a child of God. Don't come and talk to me after church. It's done. Once we close, we've closed. Am I talking to you? It's time to pray for yourself, believe God for yourself, stand for yourself. It's time to study the word of God for yourself. It's time to serve God for yourself. Are you clapping or you want to? We are not joking. By the time somebody comes to marry you from this church, that person has married a complete man and a complete woman. I'm telling you, they will get a wife, they will get a mother, they will get an entrepreneur, they will get a businesswoman, they will get a wise woman, they will get a virtuous woman. I'm telling you, they will get a complete woman. They will get a friend, they will get a trustee, they will get a confidant, they will get all these things in you. You will have that flair because you are tittle. You have been trying. That is why I like that particular scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15. 2 Timothy 3, 15. 2 Timothy 3:15. Very interesting revelation. The Bible says, from your childhood, if you know the scriptures which are able to make you wise, make thee wise unto salvation through faith, in Jesus Christ. I like you,
I bet you me more.
He said, all scripture, when we come to sit in the house of God and we open the scriptures, all of it is profitable. The entire revelation is profitable. It is good and profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I will want us to turn the same scripture to other versions very quickly. Let's work with it, you know, into different other script versions. And then whilst he's doing that, Willie, you are going to read this again. He said, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching. The truth is useful for teaching the truth. That word truth is missing from the house of God. No prayer. I'm telling those people, truth sells. Truth, it sells. So stop the lies and start preaching truth. It will help you. Oh yeah, you can clap those hands. Rebuking error. The moment I see error, I rebuke. I don't care where the error is coming from or who is committing the error. If I see error with bishop, I will rebuke it. If I see error with pope, I will rebuke it. If I see error with cardinal, I will rebuke it. Rebuking error. Clear in the word of God. Rebuking error. Error must be rebuked. If I see it in husband, it doesn't matter if that husband pays all the bills in this place, I will rebuke it. If I see error in the people who gives visa, I will rebuke it. If they won't give me visa, they should take it. Pioneer, wherever there is error, I see error in my wife, I will rebuke it. If there will be no peace, I don't care. I will rebuke error. Pioneer. When you see error, rebuke it. We don't joke with, we don't entertain error. Who error? And I see the error, I'm coming. A Ghana has a quarter of a sword to the sink. And I find a question. Oh, you know, because I'm a child, one person here is about lame will keep yourself out of error. Correcting faults. As I'm grown, are correcting faults and giving instruction for right living. Living must be right. Correcting faults and giving instruction for right living. I like this version. We will have to be correcting faults and rebuking errors. And yes, sir. What's right in the Bible? On a daily basis. And that is why even the body sometimes produces toxins in itself. And it needs to be detoxed. Same thing. Your spirituality sometimes catches up with, you know, all kinds of toxins and all kinds of things. Those things must be detoxed. Asunzun begu yem. Tapeworm. Army worm. Whatever worm. Worm. Within just that one night, we engage with a lot of people, and those people will make us catch all kinds of things, some anger, some bitterness, some misunderstandings, and some, you know, all kinds of things. They create some kind of things in your heart, and those things, at the end of the day, when you come into the presence of God, you need to confess and forsake. Confess and forsake. Confess. Mente, confess. Confess. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 13. Confess and forsake. You need to confess and forsake. Ka nejai. Ka nejai. Ka nejai. Will you come into you? He that covereth his sins will not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Put it in another version. And let's see what the Bible will have to say. You will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. I like this version. This GMT thing. I like it. You will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them and give them up. Then God will show mercy to you. Confess! Give them up. A lot of people, they hear messages like this and say, oh Lord, I have confessed, I repent. But they go back to their vomit. They go back to their vomit. And so he says, confess them and he will show you mercy. Go to another version, possibly. Let's see what the same scripture will say. He said, you can't whitewash your sins and get by with it. You find mercy by admitting and leaving them. You can only find mercy when you admit. Let me do a little digression and do a little love talk, relationship and marriage. And he said, admitting and leaving with. You know, you need to admit in a relationship when you are wrong. Admit it. Somebody said, hurt you. I'm sorry, baby. Yeah. Sorry, Nkum. I say sorry on your day. Mbe brown mamu nim sorry ka. Thank you, Nsumu nim ka. It is siyaka. Oh, yeah, don't. Mbe brain nim sorry ka. Most of you sitting here, God gave you a man, but you didn't know how to keep the man. As I'm doing a little digression and talk about, you know, giantani channel and learn how to admit that you are wrong. You are a human being. You cannot always be right. Sometimes you will be wrong. Admit it. I'm telling you, the fact that you are admitted, it doesn't make you less a man. Every man has some ego. The ignocentrism in every man has denied a lot of men an opportunity. Hey, but your ability, you lack the ability to admit that sometimes you are wrong. And that was hurting this woman and hurting this woman and hurting this woman, and finally it crushed her and she left you. Now you are dealing with a sansafoma. So I bring my message to a close. I want everybody to understand that, you know, once you become born again, you need to grow and bear fruit. So he has given all of us the assignment of an evangelist. Let's go back to it. I think it is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5. Let's go back to it. 2 Timothy 4, 5. As an evangelist, will you can come into you? Go ahead.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. Now, what do you mean? Mawani naho wadi ni nemu. Mia wani huna mane.
Mia wani ne huna mane.
So, sempaka fu ejuma.
Se.
Na ye o sempaka fu ejuma.
Na bo trekking kan ye.
Ye wo som na kra.
Na bi sha se.
Na wo de ma wani na ho wade nyina mu. Mia wani hu na amane. Ye o sempaka fu ejuma.
Mia wani hu na amane na ye o sempaka fu ejuma.
Ye wo som na kra.
That just say we wo som na kra means make full proof of your ministry. Everybody here has an assignment on your life. One of the sad and the most painful thing that can ever happen is that you will die and you have not finished your assignment. It will be very painful. Rather, we should finish our assignment and be like Apostle Paul. I have fought the fight of faith. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. It is left with the crown of life that the glorious God will place on me. Not just me, but many as are obedient to the faith. This is how we all have to finish. We must finish and get some extra time where we sit back like I am finished my assignment and I'm sitting at home. I don't preach again and I'm seeing, you know, Ishra or Nana Danso or Brian or Nana Ma. We've seen them preaching and then I'm sitting down and say, come on, Nana Ma, come on, come on, you're preaching good. Come on, come on. And then I finish and say, Nana Ma calls and say, Papa, how was the preaching? I said, you are one of the best preachers I have ever. This is what must happen. This is what must happen. As I bring my message to a close, I'm telling you, and then anarchy, I want you to be seeing here maybe if we near kicker. So let's go back to the first scripture we were reading. But before that, no, let's do 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15, 16, and 17. We're looking at all.
No, from my first name, Chuck.
Yeah, from my first name, Chuck.
I bet you me more. I'm going to suffer
Christ, so yes, GDS, so I can't quite hear.
I train you every young couple
of people. If you name whom you
name, man,
preaching beer, no, I was here to me teach him into this. Preaching beer, a no, I was here to me teach him into this. Please, hunger, Barbara.
But just now, for who more frosty and mature,
read the word of the Lord.
I bet you me a more who knows for Christ or yes, Muji, so I can't quite you. I train you
for
Yanko.
If you name whom you
name, man, church,
Yamadia,
and church,
Yamadia,
and church,
church. Preaching beer was in church, you womb. Yeah, chile. I'm going to win Yamia Kinini, Yamia, some Nadia Bobra, Dankwam, when you were Sura India, you more caught TD. Will you kind?
Attain ye.
Ye preach piana attain ye nimu and yamiasum. They call some teeny. Ye preach pia na se attain ye, say ye you attain. Jawa boy now within a chicha abortion now, woyer, Jensen Fun Woody Yangwa, see us some now. Say a binka wa. Ye knew at present, say ye! A binka wa. A yin yamiasum. I'm telling you. Atuna, once you can get a trina, when you be in film, Atuna, if you name whom you na yema dia
in church re
in church re. So the word of the Lord, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, it teaches you teaching. To have a notebook, no paper, a pen, tridia, a book quotation, watcher, a book quotation, watcher, who could fear no copium pins and pins in mutinum no canoe. When he unprips only you should be nante, a poor Surahimian moqua, a miss a wooden chile diagro. Now, dear, I wonder where Christopher and one is a mom pen chile chile. Attain you is a mom pen. So we will be attain. Oh, what problem? Obi on my way in a temple be ya sorry. Now how do you see your nini you are ten upe jaiko baby ape? Pionia Upe Jaiko. One question I did agree and found home. You share what hell Janshia Bema Baba near Kemko. We are not joking with the mind and the word of the Lord. And we kick up out of me a table at yes.
Atini atini.
Atini atini. And ye be a chia near tinino. Akuma achiacha yetine teneno. Subaya achiacha yetine teneno. Tini ekenya miyajene. Midi asemni na eba na wye ya mepasa woti ya siya se. Adia dia. Kuntru kuntru ni muno yetine teneno. Uwa yire nso ni mkrofom ma edida. Uba haye betineo. Wa ma yedibe maneo. Toto mane maneo. Ayemfwe ni keo se dida. Nana mwa. Wahini mwa. Or my hina na go di kru na whatever. Na nanka wodi enka ma nun tra woda. Nun tra woda wakunya wuti sunti. Na 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 wuti mi furisi wa na na eji so. Tiyani yoy! Mba beka, me etine tine o, wodi kru. Etine tine o. Cha tupa funu e wubu no. Etina wo yere hon. Ote yasma ameka cho nana. Tina wo yere hon. Telling you, as I dakro, Okawashia, and I even shall come. You the Kai Chanwaya was shut the call. I was Shana boat deliverance in the middle of the road. Shall you open him? Pass so much. I make us a match with Dikra. I'm for me to be to be. Now, young woman, what do you mean? Japa, your honorables. Honorable! Yes, you're so honorable, but when you're honorable. Pioneer! What is the meaning of honorable? It is just like we're calling you Reverend Comfort Frimpong. Reverend, you know what that is? We've set you apart from all manner of people. That is why there are certain things that if you, let's say that you come to meet me here and I'll put in Jay-Z's music here, the Gada here, and then I'm going, how are you going to, was it hey? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, a peculiar to you. The word honorable. As MP's common fund. Nankrofaji, I could tam MP common fan. No, they are my 18-year girl. No, they are two Range Rover evoke. No, them near two diamond wall abone. Girl, this is in a cushy brain to any jumata. Now, you the MP's common fan that talk at them, no, them. Now, honorable sinning, no, honorable assistant, and a good girl, and so a war driver. Now, you teach chinga at the experience of Ghanaians. Pioneer! Ha! A catch them all. Mopa mon sachin, yes, a stroke, a bam. Mopa mon sachin, a magine. Cassam panachum. Some form of the Tikroma will be a good drunk and Jamunia Casachina for my sophomore Mokukom and Jane in nice answer. Matu Tow, Makumen, to a mother near moon, a cramming moon woman to Linkas. Telling you the heart and the mind of God, part, far part, token. Timuda with him, one Casabi. What is the meaning of honorable?
Deserving of respect and admiration.
Deserving of respect and admiration. Honorable, you are not trano and you are to pafui. Pioneer! You are not tra honorable. And the service is omonpe, omonko. I just said there are two issues here. And I'm not in a casa. And you are what? Honorable, one of no casa. What? I'm talking to you. Can't say much the words. I'm speaking to you. When I'm no casa.
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy.
Reliable.
Only pani you're trustworthy. Or you're reliable.
Upright.
Upright.
Principled.
Honorable. You should be principled. Pioneer. And you're grow free. Or crammy you free and persua swa. Ajiabosumi means. Aya wo ye juma.
Deserving of respect and admiration, trustworthy, reliable, upright, principled. But as synonyms, honorable na.
Okay. Esane Regan and so the Omadi about honorable, bringing deserving honor. Hey, been close for you are below the standard. This is the only honorable cause. Look at the synonyms. Morally correct. Moral. Or the morality in Asia has here. And close for you to meet you and free obedient demo meja omo dross. Moral correctness. Honest. Moral. Ethical. Principle. Righteous. Righteous, right-minded, and full of integrity. Integrity means your yes is yes, your no is no. Honorable. Honorable. Will if I reverence it all here? Reverend. Reverend.
Worthy of respect.
Worthy of respect.
Honorable.
Honorable. Never be with him. Jesus make a choice. Say honorable to say reverend. Come and tea.
Venerable.
Venerable.
Yes, sir.
And you see a word. And tell you know that. Let's work on the first scripture. I started with a particular scripture, you know, and I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I was working over. Go look at this. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It didn't know King Amiwa Samana, Professor Mwa no Kankwasiasim. He knew not God. And he pleased God by the foolishness of preaching, like I'm doing tonight, to save them that believe. Indeed, I'm going to call James chapter 3, verse 15. But me person make wisdom of God and kasan so waseman sania kofi. It is James 3:15 or can a wiasi nyansa, professorship nyansa, classroom nyansa, or can one say the wisdom that this wisdom descended not from above. It is earthly, it is sensual, and is devilish. PNE. Put it in another version. And let's see how it will pick it up. Look at this. He said, where there is jealousy and selfishness, there is also disorder and every kind of now. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven. It belongs to the world. It is unspiritual and demonic. To your professor Panu dispute radiasemwa. We are demonic. Or you're unspiritual and demonic. I feel me uncle and him kakranko kenyame or suri nyansa. Verse number 17. James 3:17. You know, and the wisdom that is above first is pure, then peaceable, gentle, easily entreated, full of kindness and good fruits. Good fruits. The wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Upe hypocrisy, come to the church. Hypocrites are in church. Partiality in church. Now we need that wisdom, not the one the world gives. But the wisdom of God is pure. I dream boni ni echire. Me se me pewasem wa. Enye sa type of me pewasem. Me pewasem pure. I dream fi di ante echire. Se me hunu mama lizi na me chema mama lizi ska. I dream fi di ante echire. Se be me hunu mama lizi or a single mother for many years. I say, the moment they go like that, Mama Lizzie with experience, she knows where you are going. Sad dream, fino, and touch me, Jose, with a pure mind. I'm telling you, it's first pure, then it's gentle, and it's peaceable. It is easy to be entreated. Easy to be entreated means that if I meet you, Mama Comfort, you are the celebrity. I meet you, say, hey, Mama Comfort, Namisha, good to see you. I must be. You must be easily entreated. Be easily entreated. Now cry a wine, say nya me adman kaya wine. Wuchacha. Hey, when you say, hey, when you answer saying, I mean shamwa, hey, peace, one love. I they feel you. Be easily entreated. And you put the chromo too much. The two more too much. Especially ma. And my be prated to chance, you must be easily entreated. Obi will not say me feel you, means to me feel ubi. Feel ubi ba. What did you make sure? Every king out in me tears of my easily into Nigeria said, Pansebia, will you say or join a church? Nami Hunu, Debian Memuna, Debian Memuna, would you say, and Caban the Fe, so Babania Bejuma? Debbie, Dr. Moore, he loves people. People will be at your funeral, people will be at your 50th birthday, people will be at your celebration, not in Nainom Ponche. People will be there for you. Love people. Love people, because a lot of people don't love people. Oh, Debbie, even a sufferer. Be nice. Be very nice. You know, I'm telling you. Sometimes I go to the hospitals to pray for people, and then after finishing praying for the person why I went, I go around to pray for other people. And sometimes they are like, oh, I'm saying, so nice. Love people. One day you can't do what you are doing. One day nobody wants to even see you. I'm telling you, love people. Be there for people. Hallelujah. Yeah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Will you walk in time with you in your prayer?
Sangan saying free throw. Nemo a form ne or crani and home bonny dear. The any tiny man so chain one a hona sakasakan in your bonny in our
walk.
Nyansa a ifi suru ne die.
Nyansa ifi suru ne die.
Diedi kan ne se ehote.
Diedi kan ne se se nyansa ehote.
Ewa asumdie.
Ewa asum.
Ewa ojuo.
Ewa ojuo.
Ewa asomre.
Pachotie ye ewa asomre.
Mobrohunu ne abapa aye noma.
Kwe.
Enye chinye, enye nyachom.
Ti 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 ti. Ose se nyansa ne enye chinye, enye nyachom. Read.
Na ogutine ne aba asumdie mu ma won a wo ye asumdie ade.
Oh sa. Senti wono mbiem
ne
mpo
na ogu tene ne aba asomdwe mu ma wona wo ye asomdwe
ne aba egu na asomdwe de ma won wa wo ye de
asomdwe ade.
Thank you very much. E chire wonyame adwene ha ma wira wo se en chire chire sai and won dene. It's not easy to get teachings like this. You will be blessed, you will be blessed, you will be rich, you will be rich, you will be rich. And when you are rich, what next? Maybe some. What next when you are rich? Me aye kusana me bisa. Menkasa rich is not good. Me bisa kusana. So when you get rich, what next? It's a question. I'm going to ask you, do you struggle to clean your teeth every morning? What about eating? What about putting on clothes? What about putting on your makeup, ladies? It's normal. It's normal. Same thing. God blessing you is normal. It's also normal. You will never struggle to be blessed. If truly you are a child of God, walking in the ways of God, you will never struggle to be blessed. Inyasempentra, inyasempa. Intra. Praise the name of the Lord. So yeah, let's see.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.